Wilde's fascination with the Christ figure is evident throughout his work. Wilde sees Christ as the supreme individual, Christ as a type of artist. In particular, Wilde sees Christ as the enemy of materialism. And he identifies that. He sees Christ as the enemy of the Philistines, as it were, and Wilde himself believed that in his cult of beauty, he himself was the enemy of Philistinism. In his fairy tales, the Christ figure is often the suffering figure. Christ-like suffering is, of course, a feature of the fairy tale form. It's part of its redemptive meaning and message traditionally. We find it in the selfish giant, in the child who is, in the end, the Christ-like child. We see it in the star child who suffers and is redeemed. But in the fairy tales, Christ also embodies for Wilde the duality of life. What intrigued Wilde about Christ was that he describes himself both as the Son of God and also as the Son of Man, depending on to whom he was speaking. Christ embodies for Wilde what he recognizes as the dual blending of things in life, the sacred and the profane, the earthly and the spiritual, rather than seeing them as distinct or separate.